So, well, good morning to everyone. I have to say that some people go to shul in order to fulfill their obligation to daven. Some people go to shul in order to fulfill their obligation socially to talk to people. Certain people go to shul in order to get away from the havoc at home. And I have to admit that certain people go to shul to say Kaddish. I go to shul for many of the reasons above, but one of them is to get stories. And this shiur started with a story. In the morning, in shul, the chazan got to the part where we start the Amida, and he said the words, Baruch Hata Hashem Ga'al, and that's it. And it reminded me of the old joke about the faraway village that didn't have very advanced Torah learning, and because of which, in that village, they didn't really know how to keep halacha properly. So, on the night of the Seder, after they said Kiddush, they got up, they washed their hands, they came back to the table, and they said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu. And that's where they stopped. Bruce, why did they stop there? Because it says in the Haggadah not to say on the Tilat Yadayim. So they didn't say on the Tilat Yadayim. So this chazan in the morning said, Baruch Ata Hashem Ga'al. And he didn't say Yisrael, namely, blessed be you God who redeemed. And he didn't go on. And the question is, why did he do that? And allow me to ultimately share with you why. And I think there's a lot of misunderstanding on this part, and I hope today to clarify it. And in order for me to introduce it, let's see the words of the Shach.
Isn't there a shita of not answering on main after the bracha?
There absolutely is a shita like that, Harold, and we're going to see it in a moment. However, there is no shita to say, Baruch Ata Hashem Ga'al.
I heard the chazan say that last, but okay.
The Shach. The Shach has a very beautiful one page summary of how to paskin halacha at the end of Simon Reish Mem Bet in Yoredeya. The Shach, the Siftei Kohen, comes along and says like this: Keshem shasur la atirata asur, kach asur la asorata mutar. Just like you're not allowed to forbid something that's mutter, you're not allowed to say that something that's mutter is usser. Namely, you can't make up an isser. You can't say to your children, it's really forbidden on Shabbos to play Monopoly. So you don't want your kids to play Monopoly on Shabbos. That's legitimate. You can tell them that you don't think it's in the Shabbos spirit. That's also legitimate. What's not legitimate is to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by God on Har Sinai not to play Monopoly. That's what the Shach calls Asur Le'esor Et Hamutar. And he explains why. Mipnei Sha'al Harov Yesh Bo Tzadakal Mikom Acha Mechamat She'ne'esar. Says the Shach, you know why I can't say that something that's permissible is forbidden? Like, big deal. So, you know, you won't eat, for sake of argument, beans. We'll decide it's usser. What's the big deal? You won't eat lettuce. What's the big deal? Says the Shach, if you do that, every chumrah becomes a kula. And then he adds that even if you don't see the kula right away, in other words, for every chumrah, there's a kula. And we can think about life and you can see exactly what I'm talking about. If you say you need to use only shmura matzah for the 7 or 8 days of Pesach, then you're mekel on what? On the Jew's pocket, because shmura matzah costs that much more money. If you go ahead and you say you have to be machmir on Shabbos in terms of warming up food, you may be mekel on onik Shabbos, because you won't eat as delicious food if you're machmir on warming up food on Shabbos. And the list goes on and on and on. The bottom line is, every chumrah has a kula at the end. So when you go ahead and you say, well, you can't say Ga'al Yisrael out loud because, God forbid, people will answer Amen. Just remember, every chumrah becomes a kula. So from this perspective, in this particular context, the same thing is true. And I'll explain what I mean. Have you heard of the Eshel Avraham? The Eshel Avraham was a rabbi in Buchach. His real name was Rav Avraham David Werman. He lived from 1771 to 1840 in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. He has a perush on the Shulchan Aruch. And he says, Od matzati ani noheg kishani mitpalel lifnei ha'amud lomar bechashai baruch ato Hashem debrikot kriyat shma lefanea ve'achareha kevan she'en la'anot bein ha'prakim baruchu baruch shemo kemo shekatav ha'magin Avraham Zal. The Magen Avraham says that in a place where you're not allowed to talk, you can answer amen, that's a halacha, but you can't do the side dishes, namely answer Baruch Baruch Shemo. We don't answer Baruch Baruch Shemo anytime we need to yotzer a bracha. So says the Magen Avraham, in between the blessings of Kriyat Shema at night and in the morning, it's absolutely forbidden to speak, except for in certain circumstances. Therefore, says the rabbi from Buchach, when I'm a chazin, this is what I do. I don't say any other brachot out loud. So he says, Baruch Hu Hashem Amvorach, Baruch Hashem Amvorach Le'olam Voed, and that's where he ends. He says other things out loud, but the end of the bracha, Hama Baruch Ata Hashem Ama Ariv Aravim, Baruch Ata Hashem Abocher Bamo Yisrael Be'ava, he doesn't say out loud. Why doesn't he say it out loud? What's his big fear? Anyone? What's his fear? That someone will say, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. And because that's not allowed to be said, he doesn't say any of the blessings out loud. That was the chumrah of Rabbi Werman from Buchach, known as the Eshel Avraham. New gentlemen, is that a chumrah that will bring to a kula or not? What's the kula that will come out of that chumrah? Can anyone tell me? What is the kula? Alex? You with us, Alex? Alex sometimes is chazen, correct, Alex? I've heard you as a chazen. So Alex will tell you, as a chazen, he has a job. What's his job? Says the Rambam, I'll tell you what my job is. The Rambam's chazen didn't start from Sukkot Dezimra, he started from the Kaddish before Baruch Hu. And on the left side of the page, you could see that the Rambam says, Omer Baruch Hu, U'matkilu pfares al shma bekol ram. You have to say the entire procedure of the blessings of the Shema, before and after, bekol ram, out loud, v'hemonim amen, achar ko bracha bracha. And the congregation has to answer amen after each bracha. Ultimately, if you don't say the brachot out loud, it's a chumrah, because they may say brachur v'ruch shemo, but it's a kula, because he's not fulfilling his job as a chazan. So this is one of the many examples that the Shach warned us about. For every chumrah, you can come to a kula. Chumrah, don't say the blessings of Shema out loud. People may say Baruchu Baruch Shemo. Kula, you may be not fulfilling your job as a chazan. So based on this paradigm, let's now see our issue. So our chazan said Baruch Ata Hashem Ga'al, and he started his silent Amida. Why did he do that for? And the answer is, as Harold pointed out earlier, for the following reason. Says a beautiful book called Sefer Minhagim Tirna. This is a book that basically documents Ashkenazic minhags. It was written by Rav Yitzchak Isaac Tirna. He lived around the 16th century. So we're talking about in between the Rishonim period and the printing of the Shulchan Aruch. Right then and there, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Tirna lived. And he writes in the following words. Rav Amram Golan, Katav, She'en onim amen, Mishum dehefsek ben b'geula litfila, and that's codified by the Shulchan Aruch. Tzarich lismoch geula litfila, V'lo yafsik benehem afilu be'amen, Achar ga'al Yisrael. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that in the morning, because there's an obligation in the morning, unlike Ma'ariv, obligation to say Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael and immediately start the Amida with no interruption. No interruption means don't say Amen. So where is Harold? Harold, you were correct. There's a Shita like that. Starts with Rav Amgam Gaon, makes its way into Rav Yosef Karo's Shulchan Aruch. Now, just for anyone to say, okay, that's the Sfardim, the Aruch HaShulchan says, that's our Minog too. So the Aruch HaShulchan is sitting in Norvadik, in Lithuania. Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Epstein already touches the 20th century. He says, our Minog, we don't say Amen, like the Shulchan Aruch, after Ga'al Yisrael, so we can Somech Ge'ula Le Tfila, bringing a whole slew of Shitas from the Zohar to the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Shla, that agrees. So, if you want to end the shir here, you could say, okay, you're not allowed to answer Amen. So therefore, what should we do? What should we do? The best thing in the world is to follow the chumrah of the Rav of Buchach and don't say it out loud then. The chazan should say, Go aleinu Hashem tzvakot shemo kedosh Yisrael, and everyone should say, Ga'al Yisrael and somech ge'ula litfila. That should be Shita number one. Now here's the problem with that Shita. It sounds strange. If you paskin like that, what you're basically doing is violating another law. It's a chumra mevili yedei kula. And that is the following law. Norman, you can't paskin something that makes you look like an idiot. Have you heard of that law? You can't have a psak shetamua lirabin. If you say something too innovative, too crazy, you can't paskin. For example, I know of a posek in Yerushalayim, okay, a great posek. He's quoted in this kollel. That's how great he is, not by me, by others. And this posek paskined that the bread of Angel's Bakery, is not Chametz on Pesach. Now that psak may be correct, but he can't paskin it because it's a psak hatamua lirabim. It sounds strange and crazy. If you tell the chazan, be chazan, but don't say the bracha at the end of the Birkot's Kriyat Shema, such a beautiful bracha. God, you're going to redeem the Jewish people. What can be better than that? It sounds like a psak hatamua lirabim. So that's problem number one. Problem number two, we already alluded to. The chazan, according to the Rambam, has to say every word of the Birkot's Kriyat Shema. So how can he leave out Baruch Atah Hashem, Ga'al Yisrael? And indeed, on the left side of the source sheet, you'll see that in that same book by Rabbi Isaac from Tirna, he says, Va'ach, I don't know who Ach is, Roshei Tevot Katav, Sheta'ut Shelo Lomar Amen. You can say Amen after Ga'al Yisrael. You want to know why? Because, what do you think? Our sages tried to trick us? Let's think about this. Our sages said to us, you have to Somech Ge'ula L'Tfila. You have to be a chazin, and the chazin has to say every word out loud. So what, they try to trick us and say, oh, now you're going to try to balance those two and it's not going to work? If they put the bracha there, and they said after every bracha answer amen, then you're supposed to answer amen. And it's not a hefsek between geula litfila, because it's exactly what they told you to do. Just like at night, where it may be not an obligation, but a virtue to Somech Ge'ula Litfila, they put the bracha of Hashkivenu, and they put a Kaddish there. Well, they didn't try to trick us, that's the Takana. So says the Sefer Minhagim of Rav Isaac from Tirna, that's the Takana. What? Same thing. If you say that bracha, then that was the takana. They didn't try to trick you. You can't talk about the weather at that point. You can't talk about politics at that point. But what you could do is do what the sages told you to do that has to do with davening. So you can't take out a book and read, but you can say amen because it has to do with davening. Call it a ge'ula arichta because you're saying amen to Ga'al Yisrael. It's a long redemption bracha, or call it a tefillah arichta, it's the beginning of davening, whatever you want to call it, that was the takana. So therefore you don't have to go ahead and think of acrobatics how to get around it. And that's what the Rama paskins, v'yesh omrim, te'onin amen, v'chein noagin, The Ramah says, that's our minhag. Baruch Ata Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. You answer, Amen. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's a hefsek. And therefore the Chazan shouldn't say it out loud, probably. And according to the Ramah, it's not a hefsek because that was the original takana. Well, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if it is a hefsek, so what should we do? So I just said we can say it quietly, but then the Chazan's not fulfilling his job. So comes along the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura in the middle and say, we are Ashkenazim, we're going to fulfill all Shitas. How are we going to fulfill all Shitas? The Chazan's going to say, Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael out loud, and at the same time, you're not going to answer Amen. How are you going to pull that one off? Says the Magen Avraham, do one of two things. Either start the Amida. Oh, very good. Either start the Amida early, or say it together with the Chazan, word for word. If you say the Bracha together with the Chazan, word for word, you don't have to say Amen, because you said it with him. We once even spoke about what's going to happen tomorrow morning in shuls. Can you say Amen and then say the Bracha on Hallel? If you already said Amen, it's like you said the Bracha. So how do you say, Asher Shalom Tov Tzivan L'Mikrat Hallel, Amen, and then you say the Bracha. So here it's great. Either say the Bracha together with the Chazan, you don't have to answer Amen. Or start your Amida 5 seconds earlier. The Mishnah Brura is not happy with starting the Amida earlier, simply because he says you're supposed to start together in unison as a congregation. And even that 5-second gap is no good. But he likes the idea, say it together with the Chazan. So, if you want to fulfill all Shitas, the Chazan will say the words out loud, fulfill his obligation as Chazan, to say every word of the Shema out loud, and all the congregation will synchronize and say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ga'al Yisrael with him. So as we could see this morning, the question is a very simple one. Do we say Amen at Ga'al Yisrael? On the one hand, that's what the Chazan should do. He should say it out loud and we should answer Amen. On the other hand, maybe a hefsek between Ge'ula, Ga'al Yisrael, to Tefillah, Hashem Sfatai Tiftach, in the beginning and onset of the Amida. So, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't say Amen. The Ramah says it's fine. And the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham give you ways to do both. Have the Chazan say it out loud, and then have the congregation synchronize with him to say it with him, or start the Amida early so that they can say Amen. Whatever the two ideas are. So that's the basic machlokas. Now what didn't we see here within these Shitas? We saw saying Ga'al Yisrael out loud and answering Amen. We saw, don't answer, Amen. We saw saying it out loud, but synchronizing with the Chazan. We saw saying it out loud, but start your Amida a bit earlier so you can answer Amen. Which option didn't we see? Norman, you want to take a swing at this? Which option didn't we see?
Stopping by God, not saying God,
correct. No one said that the Chazan should not say Ga'al Yisrael. And nobody said that the Chazan should say Ga'al and not the word Yisrael. And nobody said that he should say it quietly. That is not in the classical poskim at all. Doesn't exist. So, indeed, I think this morning is one of the many examples that I have to say. In our generation, people think that they found America. Christopher Columbus did it in 1492. They think in the year 2021, they found America. That we found a way to daven that no one ever thought of. Jews have been davening for generations and in a minyan. What, they never thought of this idea of saying it quietly so that no one answers Amen? No one ever thought of it. I wonder why. No one ever thought of it. And if no one ever thought of it, even though the problem was there, right? Maybe it's not a good idea. But let's see. Let's see. Going down the source sheet, if I may, we're going to the second page, and we'll see who says to say it in a whisper. Rav Gedalia Felder, who was a rabbi in Toronto in the 20th century, a huge posek, His son today is the rabbi of his shul called Shomrei Shabbos. I've had the privilege of davening there, Myriv, at 9:30 many times. Rav Gedalia Felder, in his book Yesod HaYeshurun, says, V'nohagin sha'ashliach tzibur omer b'lechisha kedei shelo yitzarech la'anot amein. He says that indeed, there's a minhag to say it quietly so that no one answers amein. Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, Posek out of Memphis of the 20th century as well, points us to the book called Chatan Sofer, not Chatam Sofer, but Chatan with a Nun, who says the same thing. We should say it quietly. Now, even though I looked and looked and looked, these are the only two major poskim I found that actually say to say it quietly. Why? Because there's a whole bunch of poskim that say it's a terrible idea, and each person basically repeating the other, adding a little knetch. Let's start with Rabbi Yosef Eliyahu Henkin. Have you heard of Rabbi Yosef Eliyahu Henkin? Rabbi Yosef Eliyahu Henkin, the Posek in America, before Rabbi Moshe Feinstein came on the scene, they were neighbors a few blocks, a block and a half apart. They lived on the Lower East Side. Rabbi Yosef Eliyahu Henkin was formerly a rabbi in Bukhara, even though he's a Lithuanian, was the head of the Ezras Torah organization. If you know the luach that they have in shuls in many places, that's his luach. The Luach Ezra's Torah. So Rav Henkin writes as follows. Takanat chachamim sheshliach tzibur yitparel bekol miyotzer adachar shmona esrei b'chtei lotzi et misheino baki. The whole idea of a chazin was a very simple one, in order not to embarrass the Jewish people. People come to shul, some can read, some cannot. Some can read Hebrew, some can't. So in order not to embarrass those that can't, the chazin says every word out loud, and if you listen, Shomea Ke'one is like your davening. That was the takana of the chazin. And that includes the Birkos Kriyat Shema. And then he says, so how come we don't say each and every word out loud like the Sfardim? He says, that's what we do, but b'di'evet, as long as you say the beginning of the bracha and the end of the bracha out loud, like we Ashkenazim do, that's good enough. Hapticha shel habracha shepotech bebaruch uvechatima umeat mimina chatima samuchla mechuyav lomar bekol ram. He basically says that every bracha, what you do is, you say the one line before the bracha and then the bracha. So if you look at the Siddur, it says, Chazen, or Chadash al Tzion Ta'ir, blah, 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 Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzer HaMe'orot. Right? Asterisk, Chazen, each Siddur to their own. Says Rav Henkin, that's the Takana. You can't have the Chazen say it quietly. If he does, he's not fulfilling his job as a Chazen. The Chazen says, at the very least, the end of the Bracha out loud. So he must say, Goaleinu Hashem Tzvakot Shemo Kedosh Yisrael, right before the end of the Bracha, second to last line. And then the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. How to get around the problem of hefsek? Either there's no problem of saying amen, like the Ramah, or synchronize with the chazan, or start early. But the chazan has to say it out loud. Rav Vosner. Now we're going from the word of Lithuania and Bukhara to the more Hungarian world. Okay, Hungarians, they're very, how can I say this? They're atzbani. How do you say atzbani in English? In Yiddish, we have a term for it. It's called nelvin. Have you heard of the term nelvin? It comes from the word nerves. They have high nerves. They're very nervous about Jewish law. So says Rav Vosner, or at least it's brought in his name, V'lo yisaleim ashliach tzibor b'berkat Ga'al Yisrael belachash. Do not say Ga'al Yisrael quietly. Explains Rav Moshe Stein, on the book that I just quoted from, called Mi Beit Levi, he has a perush there, on Rav Vosner's words, and he says, this is the reason, and I quote, Ein ze mikvod habracha, it's disrespectful to the bracha. What's disrespectful to the bracha? He says, Rabalta v'gdola Yisrael, his rebbe's from Hungary, and Gdola Yisrael were again saying it quietly, because it's disrespectful to a bracha to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, and leave it that way. Blessed be you God. Blessed be you God for what? For air? Blessed be you, God, for inventing politicians that lie to us. Blessed be you, God, for what? So he says it's disrespectful to the bracha, and therefore, don't say it quietly. So Rav Henkin says not to say it quietly because you're going against your job description as a chazan. And Rav Osner says because it's disrespectful to the bracha. Rav Binyamin Zilber, a huge posek in Bnei Brak, so we're talking now Chazon Ish world. So we've already quoted a Lithuanian posek, we quoted a Hungarian posek, we're going now to the Chazon Ish, which is definitely Lithuanian, but different from Yerushalmi. Says Rav Zilber, Ve'ra'iti medakdikim chadashim. Does anyone want to translate those words? What's medakdikim chadashim? New, precise people. What does that mean, new? Meaning, this is recent. This is not a minhag from generations. Number two, where did you find America? No posek ever thought of this. So he says, I don't like this idea. Sha'achazan omer ga'al Yisrael b'lachash, aval meha dechol achronim chipsu eitzot ha'ech latzeit l'chule alma v'lo katfu eitza zo. With due respect, everyone had the following, I would say, catch 22. On the one hand, the chazan has to say every word out loud. On the other hand, you have to somech ge'ula l'tfilo with no interruption. So what? No one ever thought of this idea the chazan should say it quietly? Mistama, therefore, the lo sviralu. It's probably a bad idea. And therefore they didn't tell it. They thought of it. They just thought it was a bad idea. V'hadini mahem, and they're correct. Why? Oh, mishum de'enzel derech kavod. Either it's disrespectful to the bracha, as we just saw by Rav Osner. Oh, mishum defi mashen aktinan, te'im yodea, eze bracha misayim, only amen. Ukesha omer achazin bekol ram baruch ato Hashem, hare yodea, matayo misayim ga'al Yisrael, ve'nimtza, te'en barvichim beze klum. Rav Zilber indeed comes up with an amazing idea. It's based on a story in Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel about a very big shul in Alexandria where people couldn't hear the chazan. So how did they know when to answer Amen? Someone banged on the bima and everyone answered Amen. They didn't know what they're answering Amen, they just knew it was the right time. Says Rav Zilber, that's exactly what's happening here. If you know the chazan within 7.5 seconds is going to say Ga'al Yisrael quietly, you're supposed to answer Amen whether you hear it or whether you don't hear it. So it doesn't help that he says it quietly. So if until now we saw either it goes against the job description of the chazan, or it goes against the kavod of the bracha, Rav Zilber adds, it doesn't help. Because if you know that the chazan within 7.5.2 seconds is going to get to Ga'al Yisrael, you have to answer Amen whether you like it or not. Therefore this idea doesn't help. It just doesn't help. Moving on to our neighborhood, let's talk about the Rabbanim that are closer to us. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach died in 1994. Many of us were at his funeral. He says the Bechol HaAchronim Shetiksu Eitza Li'inyan Aniyat HaAmein Lo'alta Al Da'atam She'omru Belacha. She quotes again, it can't be that in the year 2021, you came up with something that no one ever thought about when it's a problem that always existed. If it's a new problem, obviously you can bechadesh. But if it's an old problem, it can't be. No one ever thought about it. And if they indeed to say it quietly is your idea, because it's so obvious and that they didn't tell you to do it, mash mash ein la sotkein. Why? Ki takanat chachamim litpalel miyotzer ad shmonetzre bekol lo otzi et mi sheino baki. Velo nishtana takanaf apishkulam kubikim. Quoting again like Rav Henkin, he says, if no one ever did it, it obviously is not a good idea. It's so obvious that if it was a good idea, they would have told you to do it. But the fact that no one ever thought of it, mashma, that probably it's a bad idea. And I think this is so fundamental to our religion. Namely, that it cannot be that if a problem always existed, always existed. You came up with a solution no one ever thought about. If it's a new problem, women being rabbis, new problem, maybe not a problem, maybe a great thing, that is a 2021 challenge. But the challenge of the chazan has to say every word out loud versus amen, which is a hefsek between geula and tefillah, that's an old problem. So don't say you founded America. That's the basic taina of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And indeed, he says, the job description of the chazan, say every word out loud, don't try to be metuchkam. Don't go through halachic acrobatics. Rav Soloveitchik, in the name Rav Shechter brings, says exactly the same words as Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. The chazan's job description is to say every word out loud, or at least the end of the bracha. So he must say Ga'al Yisrael out loud. And finally, Rav Greenblatt, who brought this minhag of saying it quietly, does say Lahalacha Nireh, Midelohivia Mimishna Bura Eitza Kazot, Im Kein Shma Mina, Delo Ra'ui La'asot Kach. Because the Mishnah Berurah who said, I'm going to outsmart everyone by saying synchronize with the chazan, didn't say, let just the chazan be quiet, means that he agrees that the chazan has to say every word out loud. So as we could say, the overwhelming majority of poskim of our generation saw this idea of saying Ga'al Yisrael quietly and said it's a bad idea. Either because they never thought of it, so it must be a bad idea, or it's not coupled to the bracha, or you don't gain anything because you're going to answer amen if you know the chazan gets there within 7.2 seconds. So to make a long story short, all of them said it's a bad idea. Having said that, the minhag is brought by Rabbi Felder. It's done. But the overwhelming majority of poskim seem to say it's a bad idea. Now, this idea was to not say Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael at all out loud. But no one here ever said the following. What didn't they say? No one ever said, say Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al and leave it. Why didn't they say to do that? Because, in my opinion, that's a little heretic. Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed be you, God, redeemed. Who redeemed? Redeemed who? Redeemed Israel. So if you don't say redeemed Israel, you're not saying the bracha properly. People can walk away saying, who did you redeem? Maybe you redeemed the nation next to us, not Israel. And therefore, no one ever said to do that. So what this chazan did was incorrect. But I'll tell you what happened, because it was amazing. Rabbi Greenblatt brings this. When people ask me this question, I always tell them, the Shulchan Aruch says A, the Ramah says B, the Mishnah Berurah has a way to outsmart everyone. I give him the general rule, and that's what I do. I tell him what I do. I say Ga'al Yisrael out loud, and I hope everyone synchronizes with me. Now, what I don't do is I don't make an issue out of it. Why? Because the following happened in the minyan I was in. And Rabbi Greenblatt brings it. It's hilarious. It's like he wrote it, and he didn't know he's a prophet, because it's exactly what happened. The Yedidiyah Rav Yisrael Purat Zatzal. I don't know who this is. But he quotes a Rav Yisrael Purat Katab Li Tam. He gave me an idea. Why is it that you shouldn't say it out loud? Me'achar she'yesh b'zeh chilukei deyot. Because it's a machlokas. V'hadavar alul igrom la'hafra'ah ben ge'ula l'tfila. There could be an ultra interruption between Ga'al Yisrael to the Amidah. What's the ultra interruption? I'll tell you what the ultra interruption is in my words. We've been sitting here together for the last 36 minutes, correct? 36 minutes of a shir. Now, here's what happened. Some of you were on your phone. Some of you got up to get breakfast. Some of you were listening. Some of you fell asleep. But I'm assuming that everyone heard parts of the shir. Now, this is what's going to happen tomorrow in davening. When you go to Minyan, everyone's going to remember that part of shir. So at that moment, When the Chazan says, Go aleinu Hashem tzvakot shemo kedosh Yisrael. And the Chazan's going to do something. If he says it out loud, the people that remember that part of the shir will say, shh. Interruption between Geula the Tefillah or not interruption to say, shh. I think that might be an interruption. The people that heard the part of the shir that you should say it out loud because that's the job description of the Chazan, so they're going to go ahead and say to the Chazan, Takid it to be called, say it out loud. Is that an interruption, Norman, or not an interruption? Oh, that's an ultra interruption. What's going to happen is, you're going to have ultra interruptions because people have their shita on this issue. So says Rav Yisrael Purat, quoted by Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, Halalu ya'anu amen, va'alalu yimcho'u v'yishtekum. Some will paskin like the Ramah and answer amen, and the others will say, shh. Oh, if that's going to happen, you have an ultra interruption, because the people that shush them, they're going to start fighting back. Oh, the Ramah says to answer amen, and you'll have a big fight in shul. Because you have a big fight in shul, you'll have the ultra interruption that everyone tried to get out of. The whole shir was about, how do we say this and still somech ge'ul l'tfilah? Well, if you start making an issue, what's going to happen is you'll have an ultra interruption. Lefikach, hunhak shashatz mitzayim belachash. Therefore, the Chazan says it quietly. Therefore, I personally tell people, if they ask my opinion, I tell them, I think the Chazan should say it out loud, but there should be an announcement in the shul somewhere that if the Chazan says it out loud, either answer amen or synchronize. Whatever you'd like. But the bottom line is, if you don't tell people about it, there'll be a fight. And there'll be a fight, there'll be an interruption in davening where you don't want an interruption in davening. Namely, if you want to fight about saying Avarachamim, no harm done. That's the Minhag Yisrael, to fight about Avarachamim. Why? Because there's no problem at that point in davening to have a big fight. That's okay. After the Haftorah, before Musab, we can all fight. But between Gaal Yisrael and the Amidah, you can't have a fight. Because you have to start the Amidah immediately. So maybe that's the reason the Chazan says it quietly. Bottom line is, I have my opinion on this, but I believe that there's two fundamental things that came out of this year. Number one, don't think that in the year 2021 you came up with an idea on an old problem no one ever thought of. And if it's an idea that you think no one ever thought of, it must be it's a bad idea. Number two, there are two shitas on this. Either say amen or synchronize and don't say amen. There isn't really a shita to say it quietly, even though it's brought down. But it's not really a shita because the overwhelming majority of poskim said it's a bad idea. But if it's done, I wouldn't make an issue out of it because you may have an ultra interruption, which is even worse. And again, your chumrah of making an issue will bring to a kula of mafzik min geula litfila. And therefore, I believe that at this particular stage, I suggest to say it out loud and synchronize. Then you're fulfilling all shitas. It's a beautiful idea. But if impossible, you should know there's a shita that says you can answer amen. And therefore, I don't think you should make a major issue out of this. What happened in the minyan I davened in was exactly that. He said Gaal, and someone screamed out, Yisrael! And another guy said, Shush! So, there was an ultra interruption. So as you could see, when you make an issue sometimes, you do a bigger aveira than before making an issue. When you're so kanayi about halacha, sometimes you make bigger aveiras than you originally phantomed. So with this, gentlemen, I conclude for this morning. Everyone should daven properly, whether like the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, and most importantly, do not make issues between Geula Litfila. Thank you all very much.